you have to be quiet.
I know, you would.
Yeah. Rory, good to see you. You're telling me that you're in college. This is your third year. You're going to try and drag it out as long as you can, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
The old hurling going.
Third year business.
There's no hurry on you.
No hurry at all. Third year business. I've heard many people say that you're working long enough, so might as well stay in college and do the masters up in DCU. So. It's ahead, all ahead of me anyway at the moment.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you seem to be flying at the moment. You had your old injury problems, you know, last year at the end of the season, and you had to play kind of through it with the club, and it must be frustrating when you are injured and when you know that perhaps maybe you can't get to a ball that you really could.
Yeah, it's the first pre-season I've got to do under Davey out of his 3 years here, and it's definitely, I suppose, showing at the moment, fitness wise. It's the fittest I've ever been, and just no niggles. The knees had they were a bit of an issue the last 2 years, I suppose. You know, even though the operations went well, they just wouldn't have been 100%, and you could maybe tell by some of the games I would have been playing. But at the moment, no complaints. All gym work, everything's going well, so hopefully it'll stay that way.
That must be the frustrating element of it, of being a sportsman, isn't it? You know, that lit those little niggly injuries. It's a high intensity game, Oran, so you're bound to get bangs, especially a player like you that you're on the ball a lot and you're a marquee forward. So
yeah, it's look, injuries, for anyone that's injured, it's an isolating place. You can see poor Adrian Mullins there after doing his cruciate ligament, and he's going to be out for a year. But yeah, look, niggles for that sport. Look, you can't plan injuries or anything like that. So when you're able to play, you might as well enjoy it as much as you can, and go 100% for when you are playing those matches, and then just try to look after yourself in between. So like, if you are feeling niggles, just step out, or if you have to work on your gym and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it can be frustrating. You're trying to please in the GA, you're trying to please kind of people maybe by working through when you're only about 75% or so, and you're doing yourself no favours. But yeah, at the moment, 100%, and it's all going well.
You know, there's a lot of talk about fixtures at the moment, and you're in a club that's successful in both hurling and football, so there's a lot of pressure on you. It's nearly 10, 11 months of the year. And already by the time March comes, you will have played, I don't know, many games you will have played between college and everything. Is it too much? And coming back to an injury, is it easier to pick up an injury in the winter?
It's too much when you get injured anyway. So, like I was saying, I'm injury-free now at the moment. After playing, I'd say, for the last month or month and a half, I've been playing two matches a week between the Fitzgibbon and then put a bit of pre-season training in there at the moment. Look, I've no real answer for the fixtures, kind of, you know, that kind of.
As a player, you'll just play and train.
I'll just
anyway.
Play and yeah. then, and sure, I suppose I'll give out about it then if I do get injured. So, I love the Fitz tournament. It's great. It's Wednesday night now. Davey looked after us really well. We weren't training.
He understands that competition.
Yeah, he does. He was a manager himself. He didn't train us midweek when we were playing obviously the Fitz matches midweek, and sure, he was wanting to get the most out of us then on the Sunday for a league game. So the games are certainly better than the training up with him anyway. So the fixtures, the games are, they come ticking fast. The only issue kind of is when you do get a niggle, it's tough to get the full time to recover because there's nearly a game every week. That
you've only 6 days.
You've only about six days. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, missing a match, you don't really want to miss a match. It's the reason you train so hard, kind of, in that sense.
And in terms of the team, you really hit the ground, you know, after the disappointment of last. It was a disappointment, but in one sense, but in another sense, it was a fantastic year. But you've kind of hit the ground running, haven't you?
Yeah, I think David agrees, saying we've put in an even tougher pre-season again this year. Lads are really.
And a shorter time, too, wasn't it? You were into it later, too.
I suppose a shorter period, but very compact training sessions. And they were long training sessions. It was a tough old slog. But yeah, you know, I think there's a bit of a belief there, and there's kind of a sense that, you know, we feel we're one of the top teams now, and that you can see that in the dressing room, and you can see that in the way we play, certainly there against Kilkenny, and then Dublin there on the weekend, that, you know, even if there's 5 minutes to go, Scass, I think they went 4 points up with 10 minutes to go, and I still thought, no, something's going to happen here.
Yeah, yeah,
and luckily for Jack, he kind of Obviously, you get a lucky goal, I suppose.
Lucky game. You can call it lucky.
Let's call it a lucky goal.
I thought it was a good goal.
Well, it was a good goal, yeah. And it kind of takes something like that to happen. And you could kind of see, even when we went down 13 players, we just stuck to the plan. We used the ball. We didn't drive it long. We short pass and kept possession and saw out the game in a kind of very mature way. Something we probably wouldn't have done maybe a couple of years ago.
And Carlo now, potential banana skin. You know, they have, over the years, have kind of... haven't shown Wexford much respect, really, because in other words they don't fear you, but maybe they might fear you a little bit more now. But it is one of those dicey games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's well, they've nothing to lose. I think they're facing into the relegation finals, so they're going to enjoy, I suppose, giving us a last scalp while they're going back to Joe McDonough. So they're going to, we're not going to look past it anyway. We have to beat them. And even in the Wexford Park here last summer, I think we were only 2 points up in at half time in that game. So and even, you know, the St Mullins lads and even their club hurt, like their club teams are great hurlers. Like, so look, we like to think that we're mature enough now, certainly not to look past the game, but we're looking to put in a massive performance on Sunday.
You're still a young lad, Rory. You've done an awful lot of hurling, haven't you? And you know, you're one of those players a lot has been written about and spoken about. Does that, you feel that little bit of extra pressure on the field from that, or you're that type of character? I think you're a fairly relaxed individual.
No, I wouldn't put any kind of pressure on myself. I don't know, I think when you start putting pressure on yourself, you're certainly not going to start enjoying it as much as you are. So maybe that's a bit of youth still. Maybe another few years I'll be putting pressure on myself.
When you start working.
Yeah, maybe. No, I think, look, Davey always says, you know, we're going to play a game of hurling. There's a lot worse things you could be doing. You know, I know we want to win every game and there's big matches you want to win. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're still going to wake up the next morning and life goes on. You know, it's only a game of hurling in that sense. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're 100% fit. Great to see you 100% fit. And the best of luck for the rest of the league campaign.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks, Rory.
Cheers.
Thanks, Rory.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Where the fuck? Why isn't that?